Welcome to Dish Nation!
It's Camila Cabello, Drake's new señorita. My oh my, we'll get into that smash alert in a bit.
Also, Northwest says you better call her Miss Westy if you don't want things to get messy.
I know that's right, baby. And Madonna, honey, is channeling the spirit of Lauryn Hill. We'll explain. But Brad, I heard it's a national holiday.
Yes, indeed it is. Well, not today, but this Sunday. It's a real one's birthday, y'all. Everybody give it up for the legendary MC, Dish Nation host, and my brother, Head Craig. Take another lap around the sun, young man.
It feels amazing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of times people, as they, like, add another year onto their life, they be like, oh, my bones hurt. However, I feel better than I've ever felt. You know what I mean? I feel freer than I've ever felt. And I get to work with an amazing group of people every day. You know what I'm saying? From season one to season whatever we are right now. You know what I mean? Like, yo, y'all some real ones. And, like, yo, coming in here every day is a bright point of my day. And y'all make me feel great on the other side of that camera when I be out there in that streets and y'all be loving on me, man. So it means a lot. Thank y'all.
So, Head Craig, we see, honey, that we took time, honey, to pull up your lovely baby photos and put them on the wall.
What? That's how I looked at five.
Yo, very nice.
I came into this world with a beard.
Okay, well, how you gonna celebrate? Where's the party at? What are you doing?
I didn't really make no party plans this year. I'm just gonna play it low key. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, like, you know, do a little small karaoke gathering with some people and just keep it light. You know what I mean?
You in town and not gonna collaborate on some acting gig or something?
He's leaving town.
I am leaving town. But yeah.
You gonna leave town on your boy birthday?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's Christmas. So.
He couldn't do that to me, honey. You was my friend, but anyway.
I would have left a week before Gary's birthday.
2 weeks.
Well, let's get into this, y'all. It is a
smash alert!
Now, it looks like Drake might be swooning the heart of another beautiful Hollywood star. Talk about Camila Cabello. Now, the two were spotted in Turks and Caicos, looking a little cozy. And according to the champagne sippers on the executive island, the two enjoyed time jet skiing and frolicking on a yacht. And a source said she's with a friend, and he was only paying Camila attention. Mm.
Didn't we just do a story about him and a bartender down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, he likes water chicks.
Drake looks boring to me, honey. So he's just boring.
What you mean?
He is liver.
Liver?
Yes.
What's that mean?
Because he's boring, honey. I mean, it's either a high fudge sundae or liver. And he's not a high fudge sundae, he's liver.
Most people would choose the sundae because no one really goes to liver as a first choice.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's what he is. He's liver. He's boring.
No, people like Drake. They love Drake.
Really?
Especially women. Yeah.
Well, you don't hear nobody say, girl, Drake sexed me down, honey. You don't hear nobody say that?
Hold on a second. What about jet skis, private boats, private planes, and Turks and Caicos? Sounds boring.
Come on out.
And they
put
riding on jet skis together. I thought they was on one jet ski. It's two separate jet skis.
Yeah.
No, they could be hanging out as friends. Let's not assume nothing yet. And
let him take Tanner, Brad. You're missing all the point. Tanner said take him.
He wants to go as a wingman.
Yeah. I would wingman Drake up big time.
You sure would.
Now, some people feel like the two might be collaborating on new music for the new year, but others think, you know, this might be the rise of Drake Miller.
Not Drake Miller.
What about Camila Kamiak?
Camila Drake.
Camila
no.
Drake. Drake Miller. Dramilla? Oh, my God. Dramilla?
Dracula?
Well, leave it to Kanye's twin, Northwest, to warn everyone before they get it messed up, okay? Baby girl hit the stage with her father this past weekend at Art Basel in Miami and debuted her rap name during an interlude on her father's upcoming album, Vultures, with Ty Dolla $ign at his listening party. Check it out, y'all.
I love it, yeah, we Westy, don't try to test me, it's gonna get messy.
Okay.
Tamar, can you channel Northwest and tell us the ill lyrics that she dropped, darling?
Okay, rap legend Brett. I love it here. We're gonna take over another year. It's your bestie, Mrs. Westy. Don't try to test me, it's gonna get messy. Just bless me, bless me. your bestie. Mrs. Westie. That's what she did. That's what she said.
All I like right, it.
The source was still out, she'd get rhyme of the month.
Yeah.
Mrs. Yeah. Westie.
Well, she reminded me of a young brat.
I'm leaving. I'm not going to get hit. I'm leaving.
Wow. Like a bratty child or the lady who sits next to
the
us?
The lady who sits next, she just reminded me of a young brat.
Why? Does she remind you of my sister?
And how's that, Gary?
Well, I mean, she's vibrant, she's pretty, and she just moves. And I mean, I look like I can see her future.
And what's that?
A young brat. I mean, she's great. I mean, she's good.
Moving on. All right, Madonna just kicked off her U.S. leg of her celebration tour, and her fans are definitely riled up, but not for the right reason, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, Miss Thang, first show at Brooklyn's Barclays Center, she didn't take the stage, y'all, until 11 o'clock p.m. Ooh. Even though the show was supposed to have started at 8:30,
no.
She tried it. Now, some fans expressed themselves on social media saying, even if you're Madonna, being that late is just rude. Okay, but the source is close to the material girl says that she was only an hour late since the DJ, honey, they blamed it on the DJ. They said the DJ was supposed to come out at 8:30. And allegedly, it was tech issues on top of all of that that caused all of that delay. What
all
y'all think?
All this time hanging around black folks, she just now getting on CP time?
You know.
Even if the DJ's late, you know when your set should start, you're the headline of the show, so the DJ would have to cut his set short.
Or the DJ then, don't go on.
And you start on time.
Hello.
DJ yeah. Honey
so
Dijon.
I don't know about that.
Not so sweet.
Yep. Yeah.
DJ Szechuan would never.
Okay.
But y'all, artists, Brad, Tamar, yeah. You know when y'all set a time, y'all tell people, be there at 7, but the show don't start till 8. Because people got to get their seats.
It's not our fault that black people are late most of the time. It's us. But if you can start your show on time, you should. Because who gets charged for the overtime when it goes overtime? That would be you.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So you don't want to pay that extra overtime because it's usually not cheap, especially if it's a nice-sized venue.
Like the Barclays.
Okay.
All right, well, moving on. Okay, well, for everyone who was not at Madonna's show, Vegas was evidently the place to be. The $3.7 billion Fountain Blue just opened on the Strip.
Okay.
$3.7 billion. Cher was there, along with her man A.E. and Tyga, Tom Brady, Kim Kardashian, Lenny Kravitz, Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer. There were performances by Justin Timberlake and Keith Urban.
Okay.
Now, Tom has reportedly rekindled his relationship with Irina Shayk, but she was nowhere to be seen. However, while the stars were doing some gambling, Tom and Cher seemed a little flirty. Zay, you gotta watch out for Brady the Goat.
No, Tom too old for her.
Too old for Cher?
Yeah, she like that young piece of thing.
Tom just making everybody giggle out here.
And I don't think Cher wanted Tom, honey. I mean, unless that saying is no longer true, once you go black, you never go back, but I don't know.
That didn't happen for me.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah, I don't see that pairing. Like, seems like, you know, Tom is such a rigid, stiff dude.
Yeah.
Like, he's a younger guy, but he operates like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet he eats Mucilix.
He's too boring for Cher.
He's not boring. Saying that man boring.
How can you say Drake seemed boring and we can't say Tom looked boring when Tom really looked boring? Like,
it's you true. Don't catch Tom on private yachts out in Turks and Caicos, do you?
Having nope. fun.
Well, up next, Oprah is sharing how Stebbing gets romantic. See if you think it's corny or sweet right after the break.
Don't you just love Oprah Shea, baby?
Baby, that Ozempic body is Ozempic king.
Yes,
baby. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey. All right, now, as we discussed earlier this week, Oprah was on the Drew Barrymore show, and, well, the two got all cozy on the couch, mm-hmm. and Oprah's man, Stedman, became the topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. Now, when Drew asked what the most romantic thing Stedman has ever done for her, here's what she said. Tamar, can you hit us with your best, Oprah?
I think I can do that today, my friend. When we had 5 dogs on every Valentine's Day, he would sit down and write cards from each of the dogs to me, and each of the dogs would send their own bouquet. After about the 5th year, I was like, okay, you need to move on to something else.
Not 5 years in a row.
5 years, yeah. 5 dogs every
it's
year?
Cute the first time. Don't do it no more.
Okay.
Oh, well, maybe he thought she really enjoyed it,
she
though.
Did, but keep getting creative. Yeah. Keep trying something different that she likes.
Switch to cats, another animal. Okay.
something, anything, not the same thing.
Not the same thing. Oh my God, that's horrible.
And the messed up thing is, like, sometimes when you think you know your partner, like, yo, my partner's into this particular thing, sometimes you will stay the course because you don't want to try something else that fails.
Right.
But you kind of got to read the room. Yeah, you know, well, when that smile ain't as big the second year you do it or the third year you do it.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my
year
God.
Year number three.
Yes.
Just think about this. Year number three, it's Valentine's Day. Oprah rolls out of the bed. She's like, oh, and she sees five Valentine's cards.
Again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. How hard was that?
From the dogs.
Yeah. It would be hard to impress Oprah.
Could write her like a love letter, or he could do something from her past that she loves, or it's things to
or do.
Or
do something sexy and sensual. Like take the part from Soul to Souls, Back to Life, where go steady, are you ready? And just come through that bedroom real slow with that on loop, man.
Yeah.
And
do a little dance for her. From The Color Purple. Do something cute.
But moving on, actress Sydney Sweeney is going to be in the upcoming Madame Web movie. It's a Marvel movie about a Spider-Woman. And guys, we've got to talk about art imitating life here. Sydney revealed that while filming, anyone but you in Australia, she was bit by an allegedly trained spider on set. But get this, while she was getting bit, no one believed her because they thought she was acting.
Wow.
Luckily for us, she brought the clip when talking about it on Fallon. Check this out.
This is you actually getting bit by a spider.
Yes, you guys.
All right, close your eyes or check this out.
What the f***?
Oh, okay. She was on set acting the part for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the damn spider was biting her.
As a director, I'd have been like, that's the take.
That felt for real.
Super real.
I'd have been like, ooh.
Who the hell thinks they can train a spider?
White people.
That's 100% sure.
Absolutely.
Period.
I'd like to apologize for my cousin in Australia who had the spider bite in Sydney.
Oh, my God.
That man definitely wasn't named Draymond.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody knew she wasn't acting. Somebody's like, oh, she is too good.
The best performance she's ever given.
Yeah, for real.
That trained spider would have been dead as hell.
Just let the spider bite her.
Girl,
trying to be nice, you know, because the spider's like trainers right over there. The spider.
You know how we get. If it's a spider in the car, we pulling over.
Yeah,
we out the car on the highway.
The spider might have been upset about her not getting nude anymore in Euphoria. That could have been something the spider was about.
Up next, honey, find out why people are calling Summer Walker, honey, the new Nick Cannon. Come right back for that tea.
Oh, what?
Wow. Let me find a spider around here.
You are
here.
Out of control.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, y'all, it looks like Summer Walker is preparing for more children, but she says she is not currently pregnant. Now, Summer, who's a mom of three, recently shut down rumors that she's expecting from her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Lil Meech. However, Summer did admit she wanted 6 kids altogether. The Brady Bunch. Here's a snippet of what she said. Say, Marway, you mind reading the quote?
I sure don't, my friend.
Yeah. After tour, hopefully I'll have twin boys again. I'm a prey, like, that would really make my life. It's just be so odd to me when I see people say, like, oh, God, she's gonna have, like, 4 kids, and she's gonna have, like, 5 kids, she's gonna have, like, 6 kids. Yeah, I really do want 6 kids, like, I'm Kiki White.
Is that how she talks?
That's how she, just very, like,
very.
She don't.
Don't give a damn.
Wow.
How many kids does Summer Walker have?
She's 3 and counting.
She's got 3. Yeah. She wants 3 more in the next 3 years?
Yo, if she have triplets on the next one, you done.
And she got the money, so she could afford it. Yeah. Hell, so, yeah.
There's a lot of pressure to put on, like, somebody who, like, wants, like, a specific amount, because you never know what the universe is truly going to have in store, you know, for you.
That's true. Yeah.
And maybe, like, you want more kids because the 3 you have right now are good. What if that 4th one is the one that you already got to get that prepaid legal for? Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wanted to have more kids, but God gave me 1 and, like, 7 in 1.
The shop's closed?
Yeah.
I think the train has left the station, but.
What about you, Brad?
I'm good.
1.
I'm good. We have plenty eggs, though, if we want more.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, moving on, y'all, we have a. Didn't see this coming! Man, looks like Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. Cheetah, can't outrun his baby mamas. Now, reportedly, he has been sued by two women who claim he is the father of two children, both born this year. Now, he reportedly pays each woman $2,500 a month, which they claim is woefully inadequate. Now, considering his $30 million salary, and get this, Tyreek is already paying child support for three children he fathered with his ex-fiance. This is the person who probably should get Summer Walker pregnant. And just last month, he married his longtime girlfriend, Keita Vaccaro, who he just had a six-month-old baby girl with.
Wow.
I need to see Keita.
See, he's a receiver, so defense ain't his thing. And he wasn't defending his joint, because you should not have that many kids and that many people coming out there wanting your pockets.
That's crazy, dog. He got ghetto twins.
Exactly. Right. I'm saying, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, $2,500 a month isn't a lot when you got that $30 million contract.
Well, it depends where you live.
It's enough.
That's true.
$2,500 goes a long way in Mississippi.
Especially for
but they're in Miami, aren't they?
They got to move to Jackson.
Yeah. This is why he's such a phenomenal receiver, because he has to stay in the league as long as possible.
Okay.
Do you think, okay, guys, this is going to sound nuts. You, like, somebody like Nick Cannon, who has multiple kids, multiple baby mamas, like, does he have it just, like, figured out so well? Like, could he give guys like Tyreek some advice?
Yeah, you got to give your baby mamas jobs. Because that's one thing that Nick Cannon does. He makes sure that everybody's taken care of and has some sort of income coming in, whether he created the opportunity or maybe aided and abet them into greatness with some of them. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. Well, up next, Sean Paul reveals he's not actually saying his name on his songs. What? We'll explain this to you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, guys, we all have been duped.
What?
Yes, y'all. So for years now, we all believe that Sean Paul has always started his songs off by saying, Sean DePaul. How do you say it?
Sean DePaul.
There you go. Well, we've been wrong this whole time, y'all, and it has left fans stunned when he revealed during a recent interview what he was really saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, how old were you when you found out that he does not say Sean DePaul, do you? What are you actually saying?
Sean Paul is my name, but Sean DePaul is a big cricketer.
Mind blown.
What is cricket?
Cricket's the one, it's like, it looks like a bat, but it's like wide and they've got like knee pads.
That's a hell of a shout out to get, you know, for all those years across all those records.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any lyrics that y'all like used to like just confidently say wrong and then found out later on in life that, hey, it was something else?
I used to think Tupac was shouting me out on the song back in the day when I was a kid.
What song?
He had no idea who I was. Remember that song? Step up, step, step up, step. I thought he was saying Tupac and Tamar.
Now you knew he wasn't saying
that. I knew he was. It sounds like that.
Oh.
I think on Human Nature, I used to think Michael Jackson is saying looking out over the mountain.
What'd he say? He say reaching out.
Over the mountain.
Nope, not at all.
No,
nope, sure didn't. he did not say that at all.
It's okay, Hank.
He'd be up in the trees. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.